بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إنها لظى نزاعة للشوى تدعو من أدبر وتولى. In the previous ayats, we read of the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, some aspects of it, that when the people will be resurrected, they will see their family members, their friends, etc., but nobody will even look at one another. There will be so much fear and terror in everyone that nobody will look and hope for any help from anyone else. And of course, this is for the unbelievers. For the believers and who did righteous deeds, Allah Ta'ala will keep them composed and they won't have these problems. Further, when a person will be prepared to give the whole world in ransom for himself also, all his family members, his children, everyone, and he will want his salvation, Allah Ta'ala will say, Kalla, hargiz nahi. Today you can't give anyone as your ransom, anyone in place and in lieu of you. You had the opportunity in the world to prepare for this day. And now you will have to go to the fire, that is those people who had disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala. Innaha lava would tapati we aghe. That is a fire, a blazing fire, a raising fire, and such a fire that as soon as a person will go, his skin will fall off his body. And not only that, نزاعت الدشوا کھینچ لینے والی ہے کلیجے کو. And then it will burn his insides and his liver will be burned and his liver will fall out as well. So we can imagine how terrible that fire will be. One of the qualities of that fire will be تدعو من أدبر وتولى. پکارتی ہے اس کو جس نے پیٹ پھیر لی. And it will call those people who turned away from the call of Allah Ta'ala, to accept the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, to believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that he is the last and the final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and all the other requisites of Iman. And to also more further, that they responded with their actions also. They did righteous deeds, they did what Allah had commanded them. But those who turned their face and who turned their back, the fire of Jahannam will call them. At the beginning it will say, O unbelievers, O hypocrites, O those who were just amassing wealth and did not fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala, that is giving zakat, etc. They were not worried of the poor and the destitute. They did not give anything in the path of Allah Ta'ala. It will call them to come towards it. And after that, of course, who will want to go? People will be going in all directions, running from one place to another, trying to save themselves. Then like a neck will come out from Jahannam, and it will pick each one that has to go to Jahannam. And this is just like a bird when it picks food from the ground, or a fowl that eats foul food. They don't eat the sand, they don't eat the dust, they don't eat things which are harmful. Exactly what they target, they get. So like that, Jahannam will take out a neck and pick out all the unbelievers, all those people who are hypocrites, and all those people who had no regard for the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. It will pick them up and throw them into the fire of Jahannam. وَجَمَعَ فَأَوْعَى. Or jhora, or apne paas jama rakha. And that person just collected wealth and he hoarded it all the time. That my money, after you for this my money for me, it's my money. He was just hoarding it, not giving the zakat, which is, if a person gives the zakat, then he is in the clear. And more than that, a person should try and spend for lillah, for sadaqah as well. So this is how Jahannam will call these people. Then Allah Ta'ala explains the condition of people, what their condition is. Innal insana khuliqa halu'a. Beshak aadmi bana hai ji ka kaccha. Man has been made in a very weak disposition. restless disposition. Man hasn't got composure over himself. He's always restless. He can't compose and contain himself. And that Allah Ta'ala explains, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا جَبْ پُونچے اس کو بُرَائِ تو بے صبرہ. When some difficulty, hard conditions come on him, whether it is ill health, whether it is finance, whether it is some other disputes and arguments, then he becomes like a wild bull. He starts swearing, raving and raging and talking all bad things, so much so that he will even speak against Allah Ta'ala. Why has Allah given me this problem? Why is this come? I don't deserve this. I deserve better. He just can't compose himself. And a person who has got that iman and the right qualities which Allah explains in front, that person accepts it. It's from Allah. He makes sabr. He doesn't get upset, etc. So this is a person who cannot do this. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salam heard one person from the bottom of his heart making shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has given him afiyat, well-being, that he is well. So Isa alayhi salam followed this voice, who is this person in such a wonderful way he's thanking Allah Ta'ala. He found a person lying in a ditch. That person was deaf and blind. He had no hands, he had no legs, just the upper part of his body. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, on what are you making shukr? What afiyat have you got? He said, haven't I got iman, the greatest wealth? Haven't I got that I'm breathing, etc.? All those things, I've got so many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala upon me. Allah Ta'ala informed Isa alayhi salam, this banda of mine is very, very genuine and he appreciates a lot. So put your hand and rub it over him. As soon as he did that, his eyesight came back, his hearing came back, and his hands and legs also Allah gave him back. So this is that a person doesn't become upset, he doesn't become cross. Allah will test a person. Conditions and halat will come on a person, but then he must not be like that. And on the other hand, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرِ مَنُوعًا اور جب پہنچے اس کو بھلائی تو بے توفیقہ. And when some goodness comes to him, Allah gives him good health, Allah Ta'ala gives him money, plenty of money, etc., then that person becomes niggardly, or becomes, he hoards it, he becomes stingy, he doesn't want to give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the condition of this person. So we have to save ourselves, and generally man by nature is like this. So he has to make an effort to develop the qualities of Iman and Islam. Then he will get saved from all this. And if not, then he will find himself to be in this condition his whole life. And the people around him also will not like him. Always he's complaining. When he gets something, he's stingy with it. He doesn't want to spend it. His own family also will learn to despise him. Whereas if a person gets the right conditions, he makes sabr, and he makes shukr when Allah gives him ni'mat, everyone likes such a person. May Allah give us tawfiq.